We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Parkinson Spiegel. Yeah. Sounds like the law firm you call when you get a parking ticket.
Afternoons on the Score.
Mike, who's your guy?
My guy is Iowa defensive back Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean, and it is
DeJean.
It's seemingly pronounced DeJean.
DeJean.
According to the Beast, it's D-E-E capital E's.
Okay.
All right.
DeJean.
So we'll go with what
like
he's got there.
Like, but Dijon mustard.
It's easier for me to just say DeJean.
Okay.
The Great White Hope. Let's get it. Weaknesses.
White.
He played at Iowa. Cooper DeJean. Anthony Herron. We have an extinction of white defensive backs in the NFL. Will Cooper DeJean, who people say is going to be a first-round pick, I feel like he's already a Green Bay Packer.
Endangered, not extinct. Endangered.
Endangered.
Yeah.
How many white corners are there in the NFL?
There's at least one.
Okay. All right.
I can think of one.
That's pretty endangered.
Yes. Endangered, just not extinct.
Okay.
Endangered.
All right.
It's the difference.
Is Cooper DeJean number two?
Yeah. He's going to be a first-round pick. He's not going to be a guy who you're going to draft to play press man. That's not what he did.
Is he not fast enough?
It's not a straight line speed. He's extremely straight line fast, but he's not that effective in press man coverage. But in your Lovie Smith, Tampa 2, cover 2 type of zone concept defense, he could play that at a high level. I think he could play anywhere in the secondary well. His best position to me, even though we didn't see him play it in college, would be free safety. He'd never really played corner before he got to Iowa. Picked him up in recruiting. He was one of the top recruits in the country, but he's from some small town in Iowa, a few dozen people live in the town. Dan probably cooked for more people last night than are in this town that Cooper DeJean is from. But he dominated everything, every sport, because he's just bigger, faster, stronger than everybody on the field. Played quarterback, played receiver, played running back, played safety. And then he got to Iowa, and his true freshman season, they had an injury in the slot, in the nickel, so he played there. Then the next couple of years, he played really well, made a bunch of plays at corner because that's where they needed him at Iowa. But it's one of the top punt returners in the country as well. But at corner, he could be your cover two corner. That he could play at a high level. If you want to press man, cover people across the board, that's not his specialty. But I think his most dominant position in the NFL would be free safety.
You think he has the ability to dominate?
Yeah.
You be a plus? Okay.
Yeah, as a safety, yes.
I watched the highlight compilation today, and it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And the punt return.
You sound so surprised.
I am surprised. Now, some of the pick sixes are like bad quarterbacks,
right,
telegraphing
as
passes.
As are going to be the case a little bit. Yeah. If you get your hands on the ball a lot, not all of them are going to be like where you plant your foot and drive on the route where you baited some guy.
He had a pretty sick one against Rutgers.
Uh-huh.
He had it was like a Willie Mays style over the shoulder, like high degree of difficulty catch that he then like took some contact, didn't go down, and made a big return. Like, that Rutgers pick six was very impressive.
He's the type of playmaker that could have played really well on offense in college too. He could play a variety of positions at a really high level. He's just a really coordinated, adept, comfortable athlete. I mean, and, you know, you've seen how difficult it can be to be a punt returner. The Bears drafted a guy who still doesn't know how to return punts, and they drafted him basically just as a return specialist. Cooper DeJean, whoever drafts him, he's going to be the best punt returner on their roster. He's going to be one of the best defensive backs. Just his most natural position at the professional level is going to be more so free safety. But can he play corner? I think in a cover two system where there's a lot of off coverage, where he can drive on routes, anticipate, use those ball skills that he has at a really high level. Yes, he can do that in the NFL too.
All right. It's kind of exciting.
You think so?
I do.
You think this is like a comeback? Like a, you know,
it only takes one.
Reemergence?
Yeah, well, man.
Well,
Jason Sehorn?
There's one. Guess where he played college football?
Iowa?
Iowa. Riley Moss got drafted by the Denver Broncos a couple of years ago after a fantastic college career at Iowa.
How's he doing?
I mean, he's on the roster.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, Denver's just a bad team, so I don't think Riley Moss
exactly,
made the Pro Bowls yet.
Yeah, he's not exactly Patrick Surtain out there. Okay. Yeah. All right, so there's two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look at Iowa.
He's about to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's on third.
Yeah.
Packer?
Maybe Colt?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Does Utah have a team?
In the National Football League?
Yeah.
Are we racially profiling organizations that would draft a white corner?
Yeah. It's like when Gordon Hayward went to the Jets. I was like, yeah, that tracks. Yeah. Oh, now he's a Celtic? Come on.
We got to get Ann on record about Torrey Taylor. Would you use, if you were the Bears, would you use a pick on Torrey Taylor, the Iowa punter?
Oh, yeah, good point.
I don't think the Bears have enough picks and have enough depth of talent to use a pick on a punter, but I wouldn't hammer him for it because, man, he's good. I mean, a fourth-round pick on a punter is a little bit rich, but if you're going to do it on anybody, man, I made the case for Torrey Taylor to win the Heisman last year. For everything he dealt with that Iowa offense.
What?
Getting them out of trouble over and over again.
Do you have a vote?
I do, yeah.
Did you vote for him?
I didn't end up voting for him.
He was not on your ballot?
Unfortunately not. Not at the end.
Okay.
He had like one kind of okay game against Michigan State. He was imperfect.
You were going to give him a fifth-place vote?
I made the case on television for him to be considered. It's out of three. We get three slots.
You get three slots.
Yeah, so three slots wasn't quite enough for me to give Torrey a vote. But I mean, I went to his home country in Australia. You know, I was looking for the legacy of Torrey Taylor.
Wow. Okay. This guy's thinking about voting for punters for Heisman, and I can't get a vote. It's a real outrage out here.
You want a Heisman
vote. Yeah. I want a ward vote. I should get ballots.
I think you should have Dan gift you his vote.
I've already asked. He said he said that Jason gets first crack at it. Yeah. I think I should have Teddy Greenstein's Hall of Fame vote.
Okay.
I think I should have Bernstein's Heisman ballot.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Now, which Hall of Fame does Greenstein vote for?
The Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd rather have his than Haw's.
Haw puts a lot of time and thought into it.
Are you assuming Greenstein doesn't?
I know he doesn't. I shouldn't say that. Teddy Greenstein on the air when I was arguing with him about his ballot, he said, "Well, it's just my ballot."
Okay.
And I was like, "Well, okay, I can't argue with that." I can't argue with that logic, and I've held it against him ever since. And it's pure jealousy.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I want some sort of ballot. NBA awards would be excellent.
I would take
All-Star Game MVP.
Does Nick's got to vote for NBA awards, right?
He does. He deserves one. He deserves one.
That's surprising.
I know some real
scrubs. I feel like a bunch of people have NBA votes.
They do. Real scrubs.
Okay.
So
Nick's going to get one before you then.
Definitely.
Okay.
But it'll be nice because then I can ask him who he's voting for
right,
and I can gamble on it. That's gonna be big for me. I desperately want a local team to be back participating in one of the great television runs that we have. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the screen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.